Matt, we spoke last week about you looking forward to coming here. Now that you're here, what about that tonight?
Yeah, it's really special, and brings back a lot of memories coming into the rink here, you know, tonight, and to see so many familiar faces, and it just makes you realize how much, you know, we cherished being here when we were here, and a lot of fun memories.
I've seen you round about the arena during that first period there, obviously catching up with some old faces. That must be nice. That must have been something you were really keen to do when you were here.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it was, you know, a lot of people don't realize how important the fan base is and our supporters, and they do so much besides just show up to the games, and whether it's the OSC, whether it's seeing a fan in the mall one day, it's important for the players to be able to interact and to know that that's a huge part of the success of this organization, and you know, it's a sold out building tonight. It's a big thing, and it's awesome to be able to see a lot of the people that we got to know when we were here.
We were talking about the chant, you know, that you're going to hear the chant again. My goodness, that the Purple Army didn't disappoint, did they?
No, I mean, they never do. That was awesome. That was something that kind of gives you goosebumps. It's a little bit awkward. You don't know what to do in that moment, right? Like, it makes, certainly, it's very, very flattering, and it was awesome to hear that.
And of course, you're going to see the fans later on. As I speak to you, we're at the end of the first period. You're going to be a busy man later, which is why I'm doing this now. I mean, you're going to be here for hours, I think.
I know, yeah. I don't know exactly what's planned, but I know that, you know what, it's one night, and I'm sure we're going to remember it, so it'll be fun.
And of course, you travel home tomorrow as well, but what's it been like being back in this area this weekend?
Well, it's just been great. There's so many little things that we've done when we've been here, just bring back so many memories, like I said earlier, and it's good to see a lot of the old faces and to see people come and visit us, or to get together for a coffee with people that you don't get a chance to see, and it's been really good.
Of course, how does it feel being here as a spectator? That must be a little bit strange.
Yeah, it's different. I mean, it's awesome, right? Like, I mean, Gareth obviously had us tickets, and it's a full building, so you know, to get to sit in there and sit with the fans and the people that have been coming for so long and supported us, you know, the teams when I was here. It's really special. It's definitely a different vantage point.
I take it as something you'd like to do more of, you know, now that you're no longer playing the game. You'd like to come back here more often. You've got relatives here, of course, as well. Maybe, you know, encapsulate that in the next few trips.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, obviously Lola's born here, so we're going to have to come back at some point. She's going to want to come back, and you know, it's obviously tough, like the real world stuff is with work and trying to coordinate things. But the way, you know, Gareth kind of handled organizing this and getting the flights and making it work to a degree where it could work for us, for Chelsea and I, to get away and have somebody to watch Lola and stuff. So it's been great. Obviously, in the future, yeah, I'd love to keep coming back because it would never get old.
And of course, you're here. You're immortalised. You've got that banner up on the wall. I take it that's the first time you've seen it.
Yeah, I mean, I saw pictures of it. It's pretty cool to be able to see it and know that it's going to be up there. I mean, it's very humbling and very flattering.
Good stuff, Matt. Thanks. Good to see you again.
Thanks, Greg.